AFA Action takes attacks on the family seriously. The enemies of the family constantly employ new tactics to try to sneak past our radar. They know if we stand together, their evil plans will fail. Your gift to AFA Action allows us to stay vigilant against their onslaught. And if you give this month, you'll receive access to the Cultural Institute video, When Your Faith is Illegal, by Frank Harbor on AFA Stream as our thanks. You can make your gift today at afaaction.net.
This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
Sean, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
And can we insult you in any other way, Sean, this morning as we get started?
I wasn't insulting Sean, just right. Where he lives.
Right.
Did you say trivial?
Oh, it's very trivial.
Folks in the van thought they just hit a bump, and the radio just sort of had a little hiccup.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday right here on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to the program. I'm Tim Wildman, and joining me in studio is Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Live and in person. Good morning.
And also the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky, J.J. Jasper. How you doing, brother?
So glad to be here. And you guys remember back when you were dating? That was a long time ago.
Tim and I never dated.
No, we did. I want to make that clear.
Tim was dating Allison. Yeah. It was kind of a, not everybody understands, it was a little bit of an interview, kind of an audition. You want to see if they're rude to the waiter or if how they talk to their parents. So this guy went out with this girl for the very first time, first date, and there's, you know, what are your hobbies? What do you like to do? Getting to know each other. And at one point, he told her that he was colorblind. She just laughed and laughed, and Ed, she started to mock and make fun of him, and he said it was right then that he knew that was a huge gray flag. I went a long
Ba-da-boom.
Way to get a punchline in
there. Boom. All right, Trivia Friday is on American Family Radio. We're going to ask and answer. Well, we're going to ask, and you're going to call in and answer our questions and ask us a trivia question. So if you have first-time callers are welcome today. Also, people who have not been on the program in 8 weeks, right?
Yes.
Isn't that what we're doing today?
Yes. If you have not been on the air with us in the last 8 weeks.
Wait, you're eligible.
Whether you're a first-time caller or not.
Yeah, I awkwardly phrased that.
It gets a little tricky.
Yeah. What's the phone number, Ed?
Hey, thank you for asking. I think our listeners want to know. 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840 is the number to call. We just simply ask if you're that you be 11 years old or older and have not been on the air with us in the last 8 weeks, then welcome you to call in.
What about the special question,
Special question, our listeners want to know who's going to win March Madness. If you guys are going to tell them they don't have to watch Michigan and the others play tonight.
You watched Alabama last night.
Woo!
Good night.
113 points, I think. See, and all those threes.
Set the record for three-pointers in a game. I don't know how many they had, 20-something, I think.
Yeah, a lot of this is for NCAA basketball fans. A lot of people love college basketball. There's a reason they call it March Madness. Mm-hmm. So a mystery question. We're going to ask three questions each. One of these original nine questions is a mystery question. If you land on it and answer it correctly, you're going to hear this sound.
Yes, the
beloved cowbell.
The beloved cowbell shall ring, and so all the world will know.
Mississippi State still in the tournament? No, I don't,
Ed, that was unnecessary.
That was. Kentucky plays Tennessee tonight, so go Big Blue.
Ole Miss is playing
And
tonight.
Ole Miss, yeah. And they said when they were talking to the players, they realized the last time they were in the
Sweet 16,
those players weren't born.
Yeah. Oh,
they weren't even born when they went.
You do have a border rivalry tonight, a Kentucky and Tennessee play.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but that's going to be a fun game, but oh, yeah, Ole Miss plays Michigan State. Auburn plays, I don't want to go down to the list.
We watched the Gators beat Maryland.
Florida.
The Florida.
Well, you know, a gator is going to chomp a turtle most days.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
A turtle gets comes up from behind or something like that.
Yeah.
No. But anyway.
I didn't answer, terrapin.
That's what Maryland is.
Terrapin, yeah.
I didn't answer the rest of your question. So when you hear that cowbell. Yeah, I got distracted by all these sports. AFR trucker cap. You're going to win a trucker cap if you land on the mystery question and answer it correctly.
You can call it a ball cap, or a walking out in the yard cap.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do with it.
Yeah, we don't care what you call it.
No.
It's free.
It is.
You have to be careful about the claims you make, but I want to go on record and say this. And now, fact checkers, knock yourself out. No husband wearing this cap has ever been shot washing the dishes. Never. Not one time in the United States of America.
Have you ever been shot washing the dishes?
Washing the dishes.
A husband wearing this AFR cap washing the dishes has never been shot by his wife.
All right, go, Ed.
All right, here are my three questions.
Like my three sons.
Yes.
My three questions.
Inspector Clouseau was the main character's name in the Pink Panther movies. What was Clouseau's first name?
Don't just leave us hanging. Give us just a couple more, Ed, please.
Well, you know, JJ, little yellow devil, you. This is your friend
All right,
speaking.
That's enough. Move on.
Is that it? I can do more.
I can hear more.
I know there'll be more coming this hour.
Yeah, I'm sure you're gonna get some of that when I repeat my question. You know. Second question.
See, you can't help yourself.
All right, I gotta get serious because this is a Bible question.
Yes.
Oh yes.
When Moses and Elijah appeared with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. Which of the apostles were present? When Moses and Elijah appeared with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, which of the apostles were present? And then a third question, a true or false, camels don't actually store water in their humps. Is that true or false? Camels do not actually store water in their humps. Is that true or false? That's what I've got.
Here's what I've got. First question, Bible question. Man in the Bible known for his thick, beautiful hair. In fact, he would cut his hair only once a year. It was so heavy it weighed 5 pounds. No, it's not Samson. So I'm already giving you a hint.
A hint.
Who in the Bible, hair was so thick, cut it once a year, and it weighed 5 pounds, remarkably.
And he did those Jewish shampoo commercials.
Those shampoo commercials.
After that, Joe Namath. came along, if you remember that.
Yeah, I do.
Couple of millennia between the two.
I remember the white white cleats when nobody had that, and a big crazy looking like a fur coat.
Yeah, yeah,
he had this fur big coat. Old fur coat.
Broadway Joe.
Broadway Joe. Second question: what animal does California have on its state flag? What animal does California have on its state flag? Third question, true or false, the blue whale gains 200 pounds per day during its first year. Is that true or false? The blue whale gains 200 pounds a day. If that's true, that's a whole lot of plankton or an occasional sailor that falls overboard.
You know,
I've seen people do that at the Chinese buffet.
200 pounds a day, yeah. You know, you can do something about that if you want to.
Oh, there's
the blue whales.
Oh, yeah, there's 12-step groups for those blue whales.
Cut down on your plankton.
Plankton.
Eat some of that low-fat plankton.
Right.
Go easy on those sailors.
Man,
overboard.
Seals, you need to cut back on that. All right, here are my three questions. Number one, which two states produce the most pecans? Produce the most pecans. What two states?
Well, you've already started something.
Yes.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Is it pecan or pecan, Tim?
Pecan.
Son. Pecan.
I don't think it should divide us, but.
But it will.
It's not going to matter as far as our salvation.
I think we can get along. Pecans.
Pecans.
Pecans. That's what I call it.
From Mississippi?
Why, what do you call it?
Oh, I mean, everybody out here in the Magnolia State, they say pecan.
I thought that was pecan. Northern. I thought that was northern.
Pecan. I've never heard pecan here around here. You have?
Yeah, I have. Maybe it's up north.
What
maybe
county do you live in? Maybe it's a county thing.
All right.
So here we go. Back
to my
question.
Divided us.
All right. The second question is this: Stone Ground and hominy are types of what popular food? Stone Ground, STONE, ground, and hominy are types of what popular food? Do you understand the question?
Yes, I do.
And finally, here, I got a baby boomer question for you. It's kind of a two-part. Baby boomers, especially
to listen with your good ear.
There was a restaurant chain in the 70s that introduced this saying. So I want the second half of this saying, and I want to know the restaurant chain that used it.
Yeah, good.
We're tracking
okay.
you.
So here's the first part of the saying, which will give you a hint. Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. And then there's a second part of that, which I want our listeners to call in and give, and tell me what restaurant chain used that as their advertising.
Give that first part again. Hold the what and what?
Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce.
All right.
That's the first part of it.
Right.
Okay. Everybody got that?
Yeah,
yes,
I know, and I know the answer.
You know the answer? Good for you. You know both answers? Do you know who?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's go.
All right. We're going to go first to Houston, Texas.
Houston, and we don't have a problem. We have you on the line.
We don't have a problem. Chris is on the line. Chris has actually left from last week. So, Chris, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Leftover.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for waiting. Hope we didn't interrupt the rest of your schedule all week. But
My phone I've been on hold since last Friday.
I'm telling you. I appreciate it.
Man, that's dedication.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, you finally made it on. Well, you want to ask, answer, or do both, sir?
Both. And I want to do both. This is my first time on the
radio. Oh, wow.
Okay.
All right.
Welcome.
Guys.
Well, thank you. Thank you, sir.
Which one do you want to answer, Chris?
I want to do the state of California question.
All right, Chris, here's the question. What animal does California have on its state flag?
I'm going to go with bear.
A bear.
Bear.
Hey, Chris, not only is this your first time to get on, right out of the chute, you answered the question correctly.
Why do they have a bear on there?
You know, I don't know, because I wouldn't think, you know, you got a little bit of the mountains over there, Sierra, the mountains.
Oh, bears, but I mean, I thought it was the Golden State or something like that.
That's what I'm saying.
It's called the Golden State.
That's a good question.
You think they have an old prospector or something to do with
gold rush.
Angels.
Chris, how'd you know that?
Well, actually, I have family members that's in California, and I typically visit there quite often. So that's, I just kind of knew it.
You've seen the flag there many times. I got you.
Yes. Okay. And also, another thing is, I feel like the Houston Cougars are going to win the championship.
You're talking about the NCAA,
NCAA, yes.
So your brackets have been pretty much intact up till now.
I did pick
good.
I personally picked the Houston Cougars against the Florida Gators in the championship game. That's
really what you got down to the
two? Yeah, that's what I picked for this tournament ever started.
Okay, good. Hey, Chris, again, way to get us started. Right answer at the start of the show.
You got a question for
us? Good for you. What's your question for us?
All right, so I got one of my coworkers with me. He's a very avid listener to you all, and he's going to give you all the questions. Is that okay?
Perfect. Yes,
sure.
All right, here we go.
On the first episode of the Andy Griffith Show, what is the name of Andy's housekeeper who leaves so that Aunt B has to come?
That would be Rose.
Bam, got it.
Oh, yeah. Wow, high five, Ed.
Wow,
Ed. Woo, Ed, our Andy Griffith Show fanatic.
He's not
as good as Brother Bird. But
yeah, Rose, her last name?
No, it's her first name. They never give her last name. But she was
Tokyo?
Going off.
Was it Tokyo?
No, she went on to be the housekeeper for the Jetsons.
Oh, and then was on the Brady Bunch after that.
Hey, Chris, what's your buddy? What's your coworker's name? We want to give him props.
His name is Daniel.
Yeah,
Daniel.
Great job,
great
Daniel.
Question.
Good question. You guys, thank you for listening to AFR.
Yeah.
And get back to work.
Thank you.
Just don't get fired calling in.
So the question and answer to that was what? Who was the first what?
In the first episode, Rose, who was the housekeeper for Andy and little Opie, she was leaving to get married. And so Andy got his Aunt B to come and be the housekeeper.
You know, when you kill somebody off, whether it's a pilot or a series, it just doesn't take long. You don't know if you're going to last two or three episodes or be gone in the very first episode.
Okay, we're going to – this is a great series, but you only last one episode.
You're not doing well as a housekeeper.
Only one, so you got you and your little kid, and you need a housekeeper, right?
Well, because he's the sheriff, so
– and a bachelor.
Yeah, he's really busy, isn't he?
No, he was the judge.
A lot of stress there.
He was the
judge. I could
see
why you wouldn't be able to keep a house. Yeah. With one person.
All right.
One adult.
Okay. Let's make this personal, Tim.
Yeah.
God forbid, should something happen to dear Allison, are you going to keep house? Are you going to clean the yard? Or are you going to hire somebody?
If I can't do that, I
okay.
need to retire or something.
But you would get someone to do the yard.
Yeah. They need another character on the show.
Yes.
That's the bottom line.
That is.
So Aunt B was a needed addition.
Yes.
All right, back to the phones.
All right, we go to Michigan, and it looks like Aria is on the line. Aria, first of all, welcome to Trivia Friday, and second, did I pronounce your name correctly?
You did. Most people don't, though.
And what do most people say?
Aria.
Aria, okay.
And it's Aria?
Yeah.
Aria.
Hey, Aria, I know it's another question, sports related. You guys are playing tonight. I don't know if you're a huge college basketball fan, but I bet a lot of people in your area are pretty excited about Michigan playing tonight.
Well, both schools are
both
playing.
Schools, Michigan State and Michigan.
I don't involve with basketball. Yeah. I'm homeschooled. So.
Okay. Yeah, well, listen, you want to ask, answer, or
what
do both?
You follow? What
I'd like to do both, please.
What's your favorite activity? Sport? What do you like?
You like any sports?
I like gymnastics.
Gymnastics, okay.
Gymnastics, okay.
You know, that's interesting because so do I. I
like
do a lot of
gymnastics. Do you?
I do a lot of gymnastics just to keep myself healthy.
Yeah,
you know,
I've seen that backflip you do
on the beam.
That was an accident.
Well, that went viral.
Yeah,
I don't know if you know that or not.
All right, Aria. So you want to do both? Which question would you like to answer?
Clue's first name.
Kluzos. Okay, so Aria, so you are saving our listening audience from an entire show worth of Inspector Clouseau imitations. So we'll just go ahead. I'll skip that. Inspector Clouseau was the main character's name in the Pink Panther movies. What was Inspector Clouseau's first name?
Jaca.
It was Jacques. Jacques Clouseau.
Nice. Like, very nice.
Like Shaka Khan?
No.
Like the one out there in the ocean teaching
Shaka
us
Khan?
Stuff.
Is that what you
Jacques
said?
Cousteau.
Jacques.
Oh, Jacques.
It was French. Jacques.
Okay.
Would you say shark?
No, like the one out there Cousteau. Teaching us about sharks and things in the ocean.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Jacques Cousteau.
Frenchman.
Now,
Aria, how did you know that? Did you look it up, or are you a Pink Panther fan?
We looked it up.
Oh, you looked it up. Hey, nothing wrong with doing your research. Good on you. So, congratulations. What's your question for us?
According to the four Gospels, Jesus often quoted or mentioned or referred to God's word. For example, he would say, "It is written." So many Old Testament passages did Jesus refer to in this way?
Oh. That's a good question. You know how when he would say, "It is written," for instance, when the devil tempted him for 40 days, after 40 days in the wilderness, and he said, "It is written," and he quoted three Old Testament, but he did it in other places when he was doing the Beatitudes. He would say, "It is written this, but I say," and, you know, he didn't come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it.
I don't. How many times? That's a great question. I don't.
I'm going to say. Have a guess? I'm going to say 20. Just throwing out a guess.
Yeah, I'll go with JJ. He's pretty good at guessing. Tim, you got a guess?
Yeah, but it doesn't mean anything. It's just a shot in the dark.
which oddly enough, is the second of the Pink Panther movies, A Shot in the Dark.
Is it really?
Yes,
it
is. Are you serious?
Oh, I'm serious. Good. A Shot in the Dark.
All right, 20, 20.
I'll go with JJ.
All right. Oh, look, that's just a guess. Yeah. What's the answer?
48.
48 times. To clarify the question and answer now.
Well, she's saying that in the Gospels, the four Gospels, Jesus would often refer to the Old Testament, and he would say, "It is written," which is a great lesson in the importance of the authority of Scripture.
Absolutely.
That Jesus referred to the what we call the Old Testament at the time, "It is written." And he one time said, "The Scriptures cannot be broken." So it doesn't matter what people think. Scripture is the word of God, and it stands.
Heaven and earth will pass away.
Opinions.
And not one jot, not one tittle. And then some of these new, even in the mega churches, the Old Testament's not relevant. It's not necessary. It's not pertinent today. And Jesus would quote from Deuteronomy.
Yes.
You know, and he'd quote from all these places and just say, here's how significant this is. Here's how you should live your life.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, great job. Thank you. And your parents there.
How you pronounce your name?
Aria.
Thank you, Aria.
Yes. Thank you for Aria for listening there in the great state of Michigan. And you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. Next call, Ed.
All right. We go to Iowa this time. Yeah, absolutely. We're going. And Don is on the line. Don, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate you calling. Where do you live in Iowa?
Fort Madison, Iowa.
Okay, which is near where, if I look at the map?
Yeah, a little bit southeast corner of Iowa,
southeast.
In between the towns of Burlington and Keokuk.
Okay, gotcha. All right, you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'd like to do both.
Okay. Which one do you want to answer?
I want to ask about the Mount of Transfiguration.
All right, Don. Here's the question: when Moses and Elijah appeared with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, which of the apostles were present?
Peter, James, the brother of John, and John.
That is correct. Peter, James.
All right. There you go. How'd you know that, Don?
I learned it many, many years ago when I was in parochial school, and we would cover that. I also got to go to Israel with my wife a couple of years back, and we took the tour there, and we talked about it.
Yeah.
All right.
But mostly it was just remembering him from years ago in school.
Gotcha.
And, you know, there's a handful of times that Jesus just took Peter, James, and John. The healing of the little girl. The ruler, Jairus's daughter. And I can just think of just literally a handful of times where he said, all right, Peter, James, John, you come with me. And this happened and that happened.
All right, Don, fire away. Go ahead with your question.
Okay. It's a three-part question to make it real quick. What movie or what biblical movie the biblical movie, the name of the character in the movie, and the actor who played the character. And this is what I want to know. Who said, his God is God?
When he says biblical movie, I think of
Ten Commandments.
That's correct.
Heston. Ten Commandments is right.
Ten Commandments is right.
Charlton Heston.
Okay, what's the other part of the question?
Said that?
Moses.
The question is, no, it wasn't Moses. The question is,
I know.
All right.
Who said his God is God?
Yeah, so that would be the character of Pharaoh and Yul Brynner.
Very good.
Yul Brynner was the
very
actor.
Good.
Wow. Great. Did yeah, come fire.
I just
buddy.
Remembered. I just I, remembered I, that when he's.
You, hey, Yul Brynner, you know, he. People don't know this later in his life after that. He did a hair growing tonic commercial.
The King and I.
Yeah, but you know, hair known for the hair tonic commercials.
Right. Hey, thank you so much, Don. Or who is it?
Yeah, it's Don.
Hey, Iowa. He did do The King and I. That was a play, wasn't it? Like a Broadway
play? He was
play?
A great actor. The Magnificent Seven, he played
Bill Brenner, yeah.
Yeah, he was
But he
great
played
actor.
Pharaoh, and he did it good,
Oh, he
too.
Knocked it out of the park. That was the first, that movie my dad took my mom to as their first date.
Ten Commandments?
He was trying to impress her that he was a good moral man. They weren't Christians
trying
at the time.
Trying to trick her.
It was an interview.
Yes, it was.
We'll
an
be
interview.
Back in a minute. Stay with us.
As we celebrate the many pro-life victories going forth, we rejoice. Preborn's network of clinics have a unique opportunity to advance even further without political persecution. What does this look like? Preborn is the greatest threat to the abortion industry. By rescuing, on average, 200 babies' lives a day, they are putting a serious dent into the abortion holocaust. But there are still thousands of babies who are slain daily, and Preborn's goal is to rescue them all. With the help of the pro-life community, meaning you, we can save so many more. Please join us in saving all of these precious lives. The ultrasound is the game changer. Once a mother hears that precious heartbeat, she is twice as likely to choose life. If you consider yourself pro-life, we need your help. One ultrasound is just $28. Five ultrasounds are $140. $5,000 sponsors ultrasounds for the entire Preborn network for an entire day. How many lives can you save? Every child is a beautiful gift from God. Please join the cause. To donate securely, please dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Or visit preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
A-Team. So did,
man, what's the Los Angeles underground?
Whatever happened to those guys? They ever get normal lives?
they escaped to the Los Angeles underground.
Where they hide from the cops to do good things.
Yes.
All right. What are we? You got a question?
Oh, yeah. Before we get to our questions again, JJ, where are you going to be? You got something pretty cool that just happened.
Yes. Weatherford, Oklahoma on Tuesday, April the 1st. First Choice Pregnancy Resource Center banquet. Early on, it filled up. And because of so much interest and excitement, I was talking with the executive director, Tessa. They've added a couple of tables.
Good.
So for those of you in Weatherford, Oklahoma, surrounding area, if you wanted to attend that banquet that's Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, and you thought you missed out, there's a second chance.
Good.
So I put the phone number over at JJ Jasper Official on Facebook, JJ Jasper Official on Facebook, or you can reach out to them. I would do it today. Because they're not going to last. Those
it's just
seats.
A couple of tables.
So. Right. And so that must be an awesome pro-life community there in Weatherford. My first time to be there. Actually, a really small town. It's on the historic Route 66. I can't wait. That's on Tuesday.
So are you flying there or are you going to drive on Route 66?
No. Well, I'm flying to Oklahoma City, so I'll drive on Route 66. Yeah.
All right, Trivia Friday it is. We do this every Friday, and we do this for educational purposes.
That's why we got that big government grant. It was educational.
And we hope Elon Musk doesn't find out about it.
Yes.
All right, so Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ. We also call this
Learning University.
And so the professors are here to dispense knowledge unto.
Oh, we're dispensing. Class.
We're dispensing like the A-Team.
Yes,
we were going to reset our questions.
We are. We're going to reset them right now.
All right, here are my three questions. I've had two answered. And so now I got to add some, and the one I had left over was a true false question. Camels don't actually store water in their humps. But is that true or false? Second question, what is the name of the sea between Italy and Croatia? What is the name of the sea between Italy and Croatia? And then third question, we have all heard of Caesar Augustus. Mm-hmm. What does the word Augustus mean? It's a title. Caesar Augustus, what does the word Augustus mean?
Augustus is a Latin word for salad dressing. And if you connect the dots there, you get the whole Caesar, and it all makes
salad
sense
dress.
To you.
Caesar, got it.
Salad
That's
dressing.
Right. If you know Latin, well, Ed went to an all-boys Catholic school. He can tell you if you learn Latin, then you got half the battle won.
Yes, you do. Half of it.
All right. Is that all?
That's it.
Here's what I've got. First question, Bible question. Man of the Bible known for his thick hair, not Samson. There's your hint. But he cut his hair only once a year. It was so heavy it weighed 5 pounds. Name him.
Who weighs their hair?
Tim, I don't know. You always have a question that I just think, well, I never thought of that. And that's just, and there are a lot of those obvious ones.
I knew a couple guys in high school. They probably did.
Yeah.
They were just all into their hair.
Everybody, come on, let's get in the truck. We're going to the farmer's market. What are you going to get? What do you want to buy? I'm just going to weigh my hair. I'm going to see if they got scales where they weigh the different, you know.
Is that?
No. So that's okay. The first one. What person in the Bible, hair was so heavy? It weighed 5 pounds. Second question, the true or false, the blue whale gains 200 pounds per day during its first year. Is that true or false?
Which is disappointing.
Then I'm going to add one. What is the name of the hero in most of Tom Clancy's novels? What is the name of the hero in most of Tom Clancy's novels?
Sometimes we have a scale up in the kitchen.
Do we now?
Yeah. And some people, we try to get people to take care of themselves, healthy.
Yeah.
And so we have a scale, and you don't want to hear someone get on that scale and say, 200 pounds? Because, you know, you gain a couple pounds, it can be discouraging.
Yes, it can be.
Yes.
Absolutely. All right, so I want to know, what are the two states that produce the most pecans?
The most what?
See what you did there. You debate me. Pecans, what I call them.
Yeah, that's what I call them.
He baited you and you fell right into it.
I'm not going to judge people
if they say
on their
pecan
pronunciation of, yeah. All right, so my second question is this. Stone ground and hominy are types of what popular food?
I love those stone ground Twinkies, man. Mm, they're awesome. Mm.
Stone ground Twinkies.
Yeah.
Put them in bomb shelters. That's they're going to be there when the Armageddon comes rolling through.
A lot of antioxidants there, Ollie. Right there.
That's right. For your daily supply of vitamin D
you got
and antioxidants.
If you got a tub of margarine, you got some of those
ground Twinkies.
Yeah, you're not gonna,
man.
You're not going to worry about
it. You can live forever.
Yeah.
Or at least look like that.
You go to your cardiologist and he says, you did what? You ate what for 10 years?
Well, they were stone ground.
You know why you're here, right? Here's my third question. All right, so this is kind of a two-part question. This is a baby boomer question. This is from the 1970s, okay? I'm going to give you the first part of an advertising phrase that this company used, and then you need to fill in the rest of it when you call in and answer this question, and you need to tell me which restaurant chain used this expression. Everybody got that?
Got it.
Okay, so here's the first half of the advertising expression, for lack of a better word. Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. There's another half of that. And then what company, what restaurant chain used that in their advertising? And I think they may still use that today. I'm not sure. That lasted a long time. Everybody understand the question?
I do.
Sir.
Okay, let's go, Ed.
All right, we're going to Texas. And Mark is on the line. Mark, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. I It's my second time. Kudos to the dude that's helped for a week, though. I just helped through the break.
That's some tenacity right there.
That's right. Well, Mark, where do you live? Where do you live in Texas?
Well, I live out in Lubbock, Texas. You know, the last time I called in, which I'd been trying to call, you know, y'all gracious enough to give me a cap. And, man, I wear that AFR cap out here. I appreciate, you know, I'm in the agriculture business out here in Lubbock, Texas, West Texas. And so, anyways, thanks.
Just Mark,
thanks for that. I can tell you personally now, thanks for the cap. It did come through the mail. So,
we're glad it arrived there. Mark, you know what? I was watching the Arkansas-Texas Tech basketball game last night. And
wasn't that something?
Well, Arkansas was winning by 12 with like 5 minutes to go, and I went off and did something else. I thought, well, this game's over. And then I come to work this morning, and everybody's all the basketball fans are saying, hey, did you see Texas Tech came back in overtime?
Yep. And came back that much at the time?
What, am I right, Mark?
It blew my mind. Yeah, I turned it off myself and thought, well, that's, you know, and I graduated from Texas Tech.
You gave up on them, huh?
I gave up on them. Yeah, I hate to say that.
I know it's painful for the Razorback fans to hear, but they had that game. They were led the whole game and then lost at the in overtime.
Hey, before we keep going, Ed, tell about you and your dad getting those tickets and you're sitting in the stands. You know which one I'm talking about? That story about the comeback on the ball game. I think was it a baseball game?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right. Well, let's keep going.
That wasn't me.
Okay. That must have been somebody else. It might have been Steve Tupper.
My dad never took me to a ball game, JJ, but thank you for bringing up that very painful past.
It might have been like one time I had some extra Dallas Cowboy tickets, and I thought I was going into Home Depot, so I thought, well, I couldn't go, so I was just going to leave them under the wiper of my car. I thought maybe somebody would take them while I was in Home Depot, come back out, and there's four more tickets there.
Oh, because they were having a bad season. Okay,
Anyway, four more tickets.
I got you. All right, Q&A. Let's go, Ed.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, let's go to the hump of a camel.
All right, here's the question, Mark. Camels don't actually store water in their humps. Is that true or false?
I think that's false. I don't think they store water in their hump.
Well, that's the question. Camels don't store water in their humps. Is that a true statement or a false statement?
False.
It's false, he said.
Okay. Well, I think he says he thinks that they don't. So he thinks that statement is true.
Yeah, I think you want to answer true, Mark, right?
It's a blob of foul. True.
Right.
They don't store water in their hump. That's
true.
We're making this really harder than it is.
Well, he answered false,
I think,
to try to say that camels don't store water in their humps. But that's
he meant true.
Yes. So,
I've done that.
It is true camels store fat in their humps, not water.
What? Yeah. All these years?
So, a lot of people think that they store water in their humps, but they store it in other parts of their body, but not their humps.
Well, now, do they hide their head in the sand when they don't want to get involved with issues, or is that something different?
Yeah, that's
a different animal, different continent.
Hey, great job. What's your question for us?
Okay, so let's see. So
that's a lot of fat, you know it?
Yeah.
It's like a Brahma bull. That's what a Brahma bull has.
Yes.
What were the birds that Noah sent? He sent two birds out, and separate times, what were they and when did he send them out?
He sent the raven and he sent the dove. And he sent the raven first. And I don't remember which day.
And it did not come back, right? Is that right?
Right.
I get confused.
It came back and then he sent the dove out and
to find
came
the raven?
Back with a little leaf, and then he sent it back again, and it didn't come back.
Yes.
So I think he sent the raven once and the dove twice. I'm just
I think
trying
that's
to
right.
remember.
I think that's right.
How close are we?
I think you're spot on. Yeah.
Way to go, JJ.
Excellent. Way to go.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Have a great weekend.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Who's up next, Ed?
Well, we're going back to Texas, if y'all don't mind. And George is on the line. George, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Morning, professors.
Howdy, George.
George, hey. George, where do you live in Texas?
A little town called Gilmer. It's just north of Tyler and Longview.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, hey,
I've been out to your town there, Longview, to the they got a big hot air balloon festival they hear of every. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
And it's a big deal out there anyway.
I've got a friend, David Johnson in Tyler. He's a big AFR listener and comes through here and stops at the our campus sometime. That's a good area with all those different ministry headquarters in Tyler.
Absolutely.
All right, go ahead.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, George?
Both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
JJ's question about the hair.
Okay, here's the question from the Bible. There's a man in the Bible whose hair was beautiful and really thick. He cut his hair only once a year. It was so heavy it weighed 5 pounds. Name him.
Absalom.
Absalom, David's son, who, if you know the story, it didn't turn out well for several things. Killed his stepbrother, one of his brothers. He tried to
rebel to take
the kingdom, and it really got.
And he got caught, his hair getting stuck in a tree as he rode past. So, I mean, that'll kind of preach.
The thing he was known for and maybe most proudful about, pride comes before a fall, and he was riding on a mule and his hair got caught in those branches.
Yep.
And then they got.
Couldn't extract himself.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, nicely done. Thanks for knowing the word. What's your question for us?
Well, earlier you had the question about the California flag.
Yes, sir.
And I looked something up. I grew up in Northern California. And I'd forgotten this part from my school history, but why is the bear on the flag?
Well, we didn't know. We were just trying to figure out why a bear when there's known for so many other things.
Yeah, well, bears are very populous in California. Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
Grizzly bears, especially.
Wait, in California?
The brown bears, yeah. Yeah, they
Well,
go ahead.
According to what I looked up, it was used on the flag that they flew during their Declaration of Independence from Mexico in 1846.
Okay, why'd they choose the bear, though, do you know?
Because it was a symbol of strength and courage and all those good things.
That makes sense.
Yes.
I think they were also saying to Mexico, hey, we got bears and you don't. Huh? You know what I'm saying? It's sort of an in-your-face type thing.
Yeah, and it worked.
Yeah. Because
they got their independence.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, George, thank you so much, brother. I appreciate that.
And is that it?
Yes.
Is that the Q&A from George?
Yes. That was your question, right, George?
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, let's repeat our questions.
Thank you, George.
As quick as we can here.
Okay, I've got two questions remaining. What is the name of the sea between Italy and Croatia?
Is it Tranquility?
No.
Okay.
No, and this is on the eastern side of Italy. And then second question, we have all heard of Caesar Augustus. What does the word Augustus mean?
Here's what I've got. First question, true or false, the blue whale gains 200 pounds per day during its first year. Is that true or false? Second question, what is the name of the hero in most of Tom Clancy's novels?
I hadn't had any of my questions even attempted, I don't think. Here's my first question. Which two states produce the most pecans? Which two states produce the most pecans? Number two, stone ground and hominy are types of what popular food? And finally, I need the second half of this advertising expression. Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. What's the second half of that? And what restaurant chain uses this or did use it in the, at least in the 70s and 80s? There you go. So you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ. Let's go back to the phones, Ed.
All right, let's go to Indiana. And Kim is on the line. Kim, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Professors.
Hey, Kim.
Thank you, Kim.
All right.
Kim.
I want to ask, I mean, I want to answer and ask, please. Last time I didn't ask one, but I got one today.
All right. Well, go ahead. Which one do you want to try to answer?
All right. I want to answer Tim's baby boomer question.
Here we go.
Okay. The one about the one I just repeated, the restaurant?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, Kim, I want you to give me the second half of this advertising expression.
Kind of like jingle or?
Yeah, jingle. Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. What's the rest of that?
Special orders don't upset us.
There
all
you
we
go.
Ask is that you let us have it your way at Burger King.
Burger King.
At
Burger King.
Hey,
right.
Not
there
only
you
did
go.
She,
Kim.
Get it. She
do
sang
that again,
it.
Kim. Do that, and we won't interrupt you this
yeah,
time.
Yeah, a little
share,
more gusto.
Share that with America.
All right.
Go.
Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us. All we ask is that you let us have it your way. Have it your way.
Have it
your
way.
At Burger King.
There you go.
Wow. Actually done.
Nice voice, Kim.
Yeah.
Yes.
I hope you're singing in the choir.
That was back when Burger King was great, before they had that Weird Us Out King that came out.
Oh, yeah. People would wake
yes.
up.
What happened
that
to that
thing? Would be in
Burger,
the
Burger,
in
the real life Burger King action figure. Anyway, you're right. And do they still use that today?
I don't know.
They have a variation of it.
Okay,
I think so.
I know they say you rule. You know that's their thing now. Burger
because of
King.
The King, I guess.
But that was one of the best advertising. Because everybody knows it. Listen
yeah.
to Kim. Everybody
and flame broiled. I think
yeah.
everybody knows that.
And that yeah. and that Whopper was
I worked
was good.
At Burger King one summer.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Did you for real?
No, I really did. Why is that surprising to people?
Oh, it's not. That's what we all work at those kind of jobs.
Carry on with
in high
a
school.
Bunch of stuff. We
I'll
all
tell you more about that later. But
okay,
Kim, go ahead with your question.
Okay, mine sort of, even though I didn't intend for it to, because I didn't do the 5-pound hair that JJ asked. But anyways. Mine is, who was David's chief counselor? What was his name? And what did he do to David?
David's chief counselor?
Yes.
Well, his first chief counselor, if I'm remembering right, when Absalom left, he left with him. He went to Absalom.
Sided with
him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Joab was his commander of the army. But you said, what did he do to him? I don't know which question
yeah.
you're
Absalom.
Really looking for. All right,
go ahead and
tell
answer
us.
The question, Kim, please.
Ahithophel. That was the chief counselor's name. David's chief counselor was Ahithophel, and he conspired with Absalom to take murder David and take the scepter.
Right, right. Well,
he even
King David, when they were leaving, he some guys that you know loved and were loyal were going. He said, "No, you go back and pretend like you're going to give him counsel and confuse and give him the opposite. Tell him the 180." And that one guy that you're talking about that said, "Hey, get the army, go after him right now and kill him." The other guy said, "No, he'll be hiding in the rocks. Do this way." And because he didn't take his advice, that guy went home, put his affairs in order, and killed himself. The one that she's
married. Sure
did.
Wow. Yeah. But yeah, he just said, He said, go kill David. He's the only one you want to, you know, I mean, it was, yeah, I just thought, who would murder their own father? And that shows you how any kind of sin starts out as a compromise. And then you just think, well, I would never do this, this, or that. Fill in the blank. That's how powerful and horrible sin is.
Yeah. Is that what you were talking about, Kim?
Yes, it was. I'm sorry if I didn't say it right.
Oh, no. You did great, and I just wasn't exactly real clear. And that's where we are reading the Bible through this year. We can't overstate how important it is for you to read your Bible. Wisdom, faith. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word. You'll get joy. You fall in love with the author of the book, that love letter that God's written. So, yeah, read your Bible. If you're not in the habit of doing that, it'll add so much value to your life.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Kim. Did either one of you guys work at a fast food restaurant?
I did. I worked. Well, it wasn't a fast food. It was called Friendly's, and it was an ice. I guess it's fast food. It was an ice cream place.
How'd you do there?
I started. That was at age 15. I got fired after a week.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Got fired?
I got fired because I kept.
How do you tell your parents this?
I kept scooping out too much ice cream, giving them too much ice cream, because that's the way we did it at the Vitagliano house. You want ice cream? I'll give you ice cream. And the manager kept saying, that's too much ice cream. I said, yes, sir. And then I just kept, I guess
you
I
didn't
kept,
listen to him.
I kept doing it the old way. And he said, this is not going to
work.
Sorry. So I
fixed that. I had to break it to your folks, though, that you got fired from the ice cream store after a week.
I bought him a pizza on the way home.
Did you really do that?
Yeah, I did. And I told him, I said I got fired for scooping up
being generous
ice cream.
For being
and my
generous
dad said, I'm proud of you, son.
For being caring about people.
Too much ice cream.
And then when you got in trouble, when you got crossways with your brother, didn't you send a bunch of camels ahead, and then the next wave was goats, and the next wave was sheep? That was something else.
My brother died when we were young.
Did you ever work at a fast food restaurant?
I did not.
Everybody needs to do that.
Everybody I know did, but I didn't.
I
worked
did.
At a gas station, worked at a shoe store, but not a fast food.
I did a shoe store.
I don't think I could work at
fast food. Payless shoe stores.
I did get a job right after that working at Demula's Market, which is a big grocery store, and was the best grocery sacker in the store.
Oh, you were?
Wow.
I triumphed. Earlier disaster and disappointment and discouragement.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I use that as a stepping stone to greatness.
You know what? That's a movie right there, like a Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys don't know this. I worked in the oil fields one summer between in high school.
I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, and learned a lot, learned a whole lot.
In the oil fields?
In the oil fields in Kentucky.
In Kentucky.
I didn't know there were oil fields in Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
You never watched Jed Clampett, I guess.
I guess not. Shooting at some food.
Yeah, there's gold in them there hills. Black gold.
We'll be back momentarily with, we'll take more phone calls the next half hour.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.